You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
By the way, Roy, we did Man on Fire last night with Juju.
Oh, man.
This movie's terrible.
No, exactly. It was terrible. Can y'all hear me right now?
Yes.
This was the worst shit in my life. I wasted my night last night. Amin was talking about the whole time. Imagine having the host rush you, like, wrap you up the entire time you talking. I gotta go. Like, hurry up, quit talking. I'm like, man, fuck this podcast, fuck this episode, and fuck Maze.
I was waiting for that one.
Exactly. Boy, that shit was the lamest shit I ever did in my life. I love the show, though.
Yeah.
It's, not for public consumption, because other than just what he just said.
Next week's episode.
Yeah, we can't acknowledge what movie it was, just to make...
Who did that? Ridley Scott?
Tony.
Oh, Tony Scott.
Satan did that shit.
Oh, man.
The movie was trash. It was a waste of time and life.
Rest in power, Tony. Scott. I got a different rating. Yeah.
I've got a topic here that says, douchier pronunciation of Jaguars. Jaguars, like Witty, or Jaguars, like Smitty?
I think that's an SNL skit.
Is it? Never mind. Not funny. Keep it trash it.
There's a Will Ferrell character who says Jaguar. What do I say? Jaguars.
Yeah. Oh, you guys were talking about, can Dr. J still dunk? And I said, Marcus Johnson still dunks. He dunks every year on his birthday. He's 66 years old.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And every day, every birthday he does that.
Every birthday. He posts a video on Twitter.
Oh, well, good for him. Year. Nice little victory.
Yep.
What if the 1 year he is not able to do it?
Then I guess that tradition is done.
Yeah, I guess it's over for him.
I have a note here that says infant skin furniture. Don't know what that's about. Ooh, Mike, you'll like this one. I have a new favorite sauce.
What movie were you watching?
No, that was
what news
right.
story
Dan,
did you read?
Dan said it. Dan said infant skin furniture for some reason. I don't know why.
Saying,
and we were all like, wait, what?
He was using it as like
He's
hyperbole for something that was the most
soft.
Horrible thing.
No, it was something
world,
soft, I think.
Oh, was it David Samson's chair?
Yeah, it might have been.
Tony.
Or his vest.
We're going to figure
or whatever,
this out.
Though,
whatever.
Dan for sure said it, though. He 100% said it.
I have a new favorite sauce, Mike.
What's your favorite sauce?
The Sweet Heat from Popeyes.
I've never had it.
Kick Polynesian to the curb.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Polynesian's very good, but it does not have heat.
It does not have heat.
I need
sweet
a little
heat.
Kick.
The sweet
older than
heat
I get, I find out that I need more heat.
Need some kick. You
I've
know
got
why.
Something for you, Amin.
What's that?
We're staying in Chick-fil-A, the sweet and spicy sriracha sauce, the green top at Chick-fil-A. It is sweet and it is very spicy.
I am I'm listening.
I'll give it a try.
So the Popeye sauce.
Sweet heat.
Sweet heat.
Yes. You ever had Chick-fil-A sauce? I didn't even know
I
this thing exists.
I don't like Chick-fil-A sauce.
I love Chick-fil-A sauce. You know what? It doesn't suit my palate anymore because I do prefer spicier sauces these days.
There you go.
But I used to drink Chick-fil-A sauce in high school.
More than Polynesian. Yes. You had it over Polynesian?
I wasn't really. Polynesian, not my thing.
I also need Chick-fil-A a little bit more tart. More tart.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like... lays there like mayonnaise.
Chick-fil-A sauce is like a honey mustard mayonnaise-y kind of crossover.
But it doesn't have like the sweetness of honey.
Uh-huh.
And it
doesn't have the tartness of mustard.
Yeah, it's just
the bland parts.
But the mayonnaise is there.
The mayonnaise is definitely there in full force.
Yeah, get out of here.
It was a little mustardy, I think.
Not enough mustard.
Not enough.
I do now like sharp mustard.
Dijon.
Like, I want that mustard to hurt.
Yeah. I want the seeds to get stuck.
It clears out your nostrils.
Oh. I want my mustard to be 95% seed.
I just want horseradish.
Yes. Horseradish. Oh,
straight
my God.
Horseradish.
Wasabi.
Yeah, well, I learned something about wasabi.
What's that?
The wasabi that you get at restaurants.
Yeah.
It's only 1% of it is actual wasabi.
The rest of it is horseradish?
Yeah.
Fake wasabi.
That makes sense. Yeah. Oh, the thing that tastes like horseradish is actually 99% horseradish.
I went to like the sushi place and they have to grind the wasabi right there in front of you because if you don't have it within like 2 minutes, it just tastes like wet grass.
What does wasabi taste like?
It tastes like wasabi, but it's not as spicy. And
really?
I like the heat that comes with wasabi, even like straight from the plant. And it's like very difficult to grow wasabi. Because it basically has to grow in a creek. It has to have constant running water and very little sunlight.
All right. So what are the things that when you had the authentic version of them, you found out, I kind of like the bootleg version better? Because it sounds like you like the...
I like the fake wasabi.
The fake wasabi.
Yeah, better. I like having my nostrils cleared. I like it when it goes down the wrong pipe and I'm just like... I think I'm going to die for a half second. That's the best.
Yeah,
we might have
that,
talked about this on the show recently, but you guys are familiar with Nando's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nando's.
Well, Trader Joe's, everything there is basically off brand. It's like their own brand. Trader Joe's has its own peri peri sauce.
Oh.
I pour it on everything.
Hold on.
Is it better than Nando's?
I like it better.
Because Publix has the actual Nando's peri peri.
Yeah.
I've always found though that when restaurant chains like Chick-fil-A, for example, when they start selling their own bottles, it's not as good. Whether it's the vessel, whether they're making it, it doesn't taste as good when you have it all the time. I don't know what it is.
Oh, you know what I was going to say? I think it's different because Nando's, they have the same bottles, and I'm like, no, they have these huge, the glass one with
the
spout at the top. Yeah, no. Wow. What else we got? Other things with the bootleg version.
Also, the Trader Joe's Oreos I like better.
They're
called JoJo's.
JoJo's.
I can't buy them anymore because I'll eat 15 at a time. They're so good.
The entire genre of Mexican food for me.
Fake Mexican?
I like Taco Bell better than actual Mexican.
Let's not get crazy, but like the actual, like most actual Mexican dishes are like bean based.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of beans and a lot of rice.
Not having that.
No, I really do. I like fake or Tex-Mex, as it were.
Yeah.
Better than... authentic Mexican.
Yeah,
I used to be like you, but I've grown to really grow fond of authentic Mexican.
I'm always disappointed. I'm with Witty. I'm always like, I've gone to it in Weston. There's this like place. Everyone's like, it's authentic Mexican. I'm like, I prefer.
Where's the sour cream?
Give me La Bamba.
Oh no.
Give me American Mexican.
La Bamba.
Where's the Mexican cheese?
Yeah,
it's all like the onions and the scallions and the cilantro and all that stuff, and it has its own flavor profile. But I never leave it going, wow, that was tremendous.
I want an enchilada where you don't even see the enchilada.
Oh, it's just hidden under a sea of sauce and cheese.
Do you guys have any like family recipes that you still cook that have been like carried down through generations, or are we like the generation where that is?
We're losing recipes.
Yeah. Literally,
my mother-in-law actually has like a book that she plans to like give all of us someday. Like she's
why not now?
I don't feel like I'm the person. Is it like handwritten stuff?
I have the recipes, but I just don't like. I don't make food for that many people ever.
It looks like one of those books like that would have photos in it, and it's just like it's real big, and it's got like handwritten
and
stuff.
And it's like the index card.
It's like a big binder.
A half cup of chives chopped finely.
So someday I'll have all that. But.
I just started making my own stuff, and I liked it better. I'm the best cook in my family.
Really?
Yeah.
Does the rest of the house?
Well, I don't have a lot of. That's also kind of a rhetorical trick because my dad doesn't really cook.
Right.
My mom, I barely remember any of the things that she cooked
right.
from way back when. My grandmother cooks, but she does like two dishes. I'm the best cook in my family, and that's how small my family is.
What about the family that you have now that lives in your house?
I am easily the best cook in my house.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm also, like, I'm a willing cook. My wife doesn't want to.
But, like, does she enjoy your cooking?
She loves my cooking.
I feel like Roma could cook up some gas.
Yeah. I don't trust her palate. She's been eating the same thing every goddamn day for the last 10 years.
You never cook her like something special. Like
She's got since she underwent like years of chemo, we have to have a very particular diet for her. She had an autoimmune disease, so she almost died. Long story short, so it's just rigorous.
A guy I was playing trivia with last night at the end ordered a grilled chicken breast for his dog.
Respect.
Yeah,
he was
that.
Ordering a meal to go. He's like, can I get a grilled chicken breast with blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, is that for you late night meal, your wife? He's like, no, it's for my dog.
I love that.
How much was it, though? Cool. Probably like a few bucks?
I don't remember. I didn't ask the price, but
some dogs, they have special diets, like
no,
Mike
they don't.
Said. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Give that thing kibble.
I just told you,
It'll
my dog
fine.
Has a special diet.
Not grilled chicken breast.
No. But when
no,
she was
but
going through
plain chicken
her,
breast is when, one of the things that's safe to give dogs when they have an upset tummy or if they need to take medicine and they won't eat anything else.
So go to Publix and grab one of them for like $3.
He was at a restaurant. He was probably
no.
just convenient.
Roma, no, that's
Roma,
not convenient.
Roma, my dog, had to eat veggies for 3 months.
Really?
Yeah, as a part of the treatment.
What was her favorite veggie?
She carrots? Actually, she, green beans, she ate everything. Except for the lima beans. We'd get like those like bags that you can just nuke up in the microwave,
mm-hmm.
and she would leave the lima beans. She would
why,
eat the carrots,
why are you
the peas,
nuking
the green
it up?
Beans. Why was I nuking it up?
Yeah, like what? Does the dog care if it's like, oh, hot and piping
yes.
right out the microwave? The dog cares?
Man, I don't know.
Do you
I
not
know.
Like dogs?
Do you not like
two
dogs?
Two Americas. I don't understand when dogs...
I'm from Chicago, okay?
Do you like dogs?
When they're afforded the convenience...
Oh my God.
Of human, like...
The anthropomorphizing of dogs.
Yeah, no, more than that. But it's
the
like
con of
the idea that the dog wants... There you go, Pablo. Put the music on. The idea that the dog
here's the thing.
Needs microwave
the
food.
The con of mammals.
When have they ever given a shit about, like, oh, this is lukewarm, this is room temperature? Isn't everything they eat room temperature?
No, my dog likes when her food's a little warm.
How do you know that?
Because she'll eat it. It's very easy to tell. Yeah. She won't eat it when it's cold. She will eat it when
any
it's
more
a little
brain
warm.
Busters?
Wait, when was the first time when you like gave her food and like just eat it and then you're like, huh, maybe if I heat it up.
Well, so she's still pretty young. She's only 2 years old. So at first she would eat anything. Like she would eat her food. She's a rescue. So like every time we put food in front of her, she'd eat all of it. And then I think she got bored with it after like a year and a half. So we started slowly adding like small amounts of other things into it. And then she'd eat it all. And then she'd get bored again. And so like we'd have to keep switching it up. So now we switch.
She's training you at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah, but like we need her to eat her
precise.
Food.
No, Jessica.
I don't want her to not
if
eat
she
it.
Has one option her whole life, she'll eat it.
Exactly. It's like if you were like my mom used to say to me, if you're really hungry, you're going to eat it.
Yeah, but like
this
my,
thing
I
I'm
don't,
choosy.
I don't need my
dog
to be like super disciplined. Like I don't mind giving her a little special treat. Like I don't care. She's part of our family.
Don't need my dog to be super disciplined.
She's a good dog. She doesn't
she
bite anyone. She barely
dog.
Barks.
She's a
good
dog.
Everyone in this room likes
love,
my dog.
Love Willow.
Does she
did spend an hour trying to bite me, but other than that, yeah. I never
no,
met
she
her.
She was nibbling you.
You know, Finny bit
it's
me.
It's a nippy thing.
Finny bit me.
Nippy.
I went to visit some guys. The dog just straight up bit me. I didn't do anything. Like, I went to his house. Dog went up to my hand, bit the shit out of my hand. And, like, Sugat said nothing. I didn't do anything.
No, what'd you do afterward?
I was like, your dog bit me. And they were like, they did.
That's how he says hello.
I'm like, I was just attacked by your dog. This wasn't like, he was playing. No, the dog just straight up bit me.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And it was super rude of the wieners to not say anything, not apologize for the dog. I still harbor a grudge.
I don't think my reaction would be great in that scenario.
Dogs just straight up bit me like
being
I was attacked
bitten?
By Finny.
I'm fighting back.
Yeah,
I'm fighting back. I don't care how little that dog
you're
is.
You're like punching it like an anchor.
Oh, yeah, that dog's getting punched.
That's it how, is that type of dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the Anchorman
that's
dog?
How
yeah.
That's how I roll, Joseph.
Honestly,
oh my God.
Honestly, I was a little shocked by it. Like, wondering if everybody saw what just happened. And it was just, I felt like such a victim. Like,
how do you
I didn't know who I could go to.
How did Finney act after?
Like a little dick.
Like,
like a little dick. Like a little dick that meant to do exactly what he did. I was like, hey, dick.
You gotta kick his ass, man.
No, I'm not gonna do that in someone
else's
home.
He said the name's Wiener.
I don't like that matters.
Guy. I have to come clean about something, which is that I think a lot of times for me, dogs are like kids, in which I like the concept of them, but I don't necessarily like other people's. So it's not a guarantee that if I meet someone else's dog, I'm going to click with them. Mike's dog, I did.
Yeah.
I love Mike's dog.
Mike's dog is weird looking. We've had this conversation before.
That
is a
weird,
weird looking dog.
She's a sweet dog.
I'm not talking about her personality. I'm saying she looks weird.
She went through the wire, man.
I seen her before she was sick.
She was sick at a very young age.
I've seen her before that.
No, you didn't.
But other dogs that are, it's just the style of
that
dog.
Style
it's
of
just
dog.
A, like
it's
the women.
It's not for everybody.
It looks like it needs a meal.
It looks.
There are certain breeds.
You think
though.
Everyone looks like that, Chris?
What?
I was just being mean.
I won't.
To you.
I will not stand for because you were mean to my daughter. There are dog breeds though that when I see if people bring them over to my house or I'm on the street and my dog's sniffing their dog and I see this type of breed, I know I'm not going to like this dog.
Pomeranian?
No. Much more popular.
No, I'm not going to do this to Michael with Jr.
I'm not going to do it. No,
Shih Tzu.
It's not pugs. I love pugs.
I feel so bad for pugs.
Frenchie? I feel terrible
French
for
bulldogs?
Pugs and Frenchies.
I have someone that feels like super opinionated about French bulldogs and pugs because it was like they found that breed through breeding and it's like not supposed to exist.
Yeah, they have horrible breeding problems.
They think it's like an affront to God. Like, why would you torture this animal and create this?
Aren't greyhounds like that? They were bred.
Most purebred dogs have been bred to be a certain standard. Like, I think, like, Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, for example, which was the last rescue that my parents had, like, they're bred to have this certain look because they were meant to be lap dogs that looked pretty on the laps of, like, British royalty or something like that. And their snouts are super short because of it, and they all have these, like, cranial issues.
Greyhounds aren't a pure breed?
I thought they were bred like they. This
I
is,
mean, very. I have a Whippet, so it's not the size of a greyhound. There's three different sizes of greyhounds: the Italian greyhounds, which are very petite, the midsize.
Wait, I'm sorry, Whippet.
Yeah, Whippet. This Roma's a Whippet.
Okay,
I'll go ahead. Get your Devo joke off the ground.
I was waiting for it, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's okay. Can you continue?
Okay.
Greyhounds are massive, massive. Yeah, it's not for everybody, but they're great cuddle dogs, and she's got such a big heart.
Delayed hemorrhage following trauma or routine surgery is more common in greyhounds, with one study reporting significant hemorrhage in 26% of greyhounds following routine gonadectomy.
No, she's fine. We just took her. We just cleaned her teeth, too. She's a good girl.
Oh, nice.
She's
brushing the teeth is the worst part of being a pet owner.
Don't you just give them the thing and they chew it and that's it?
No.
You have to sit there?
Yeah. You gotta scrub.
Why? What? Like what part of that?
Because they get tartar and then they get sick.
No, their breath is bad. No. I'm taking it 30,000 feet up. Why deal with any of it willingly? Like I'm going to brush this thing's teeth every day for the rest of my life.
Not every day.
Or the rest of its life, I guess.
You do it maybe like once a week.
Every 6 months now I'm going to do a cleaning. She went like ignored for years and her breath was a little bit smelly. And
it just seems like so much unnecessary
work. I think you could make the same argument about having kids though.
The difference is at some point they start doing things for you. So if now I want water, I don't get water in my house.
You make your kids get you water.
1,000. I'm the dad that
kid,
like
get me a water.
The remote is right there. I will call the child from out there and like
that is a great use of kids. I'm not gonna lie. Once they can walk, oh my god, Graceland, can you go get that for? Thank you. Oh, they love it too.
They love
kids
it.
Kids love a task.
Yes,
they love.
They love a task.
They love.
So do dogs.
No, they don't. You know.
Yes, they do.
What are the tasks? Go fetch.
I
can't fetch a glass of water.
Trained to do tasks.
You just got
to
make it sound real exciting for a kid, and they'll do anything. Graceland, go get that paper on the table next to daddy's bed. Go get that and come back
real
fast.
You wanna,
and she goes, she runs as fast as she can. It's great.
You want a life hack? Have more than one kid.
No.
Then you pit them against each other.
Who can do this first?
Who can be the better?
Who's going to get my shoes first?
Yeah.
And then they run.
Yeah, very competitive.
And then one loses, and then that one cries.
Yeah.
And
like you got to deal with that.
No.
I threw very subtle shade at Mike Golick's dogs, and it was just because I wanted to make a larger point. They're cute,
what
and
kind
I don't
dogs
feel I don't like it when you
pugs.
gang up on my dog. I don't like that at all.
Well, I mean,
I find it very hurtful.
So you attacked my Golic's dog.
Pugs are ugly, but no, Mike's dog is terrifying. Terrifying. It looks like an alien.
What, my dog?
Yes.
Dog, you're really hurting my feelings.
You
I don't...
Like, you know what it looks like? In Star Wars.
This is a thing.
I love my dog.
This is a thing right here where you can't do this to someone's kid, but you feel like you can do this to someone's dog.
Yes, because it's a dog.
I don't know why you feel that way. I'm telling you. I don't like this. I don't like
please
stop.
Like the Kaminoans in Star Wars, you know, the cloners.
Please stop.
That's what they look like.
And my wife likes you, presently.
I like your wife too. I like your whole family. You have a very pleasant family.
Please stop. Well, my dog, don't
except that ugly dog.
Except that alien dog.
We're doing a thing, Mike.
It's very hurtful. I've told you to stop. I looked him in the eyes and I said, please stop. I'm mad.
You know who I'm talking about? Like the cloners in Star Wars?
Laughing. Do I look like I'm laughing?
Well, no. Are you watching Billy Madison?
No. No, I wish I were. Oh. Take me to a better place.
Then we'd all be not laughing.
Yeah. Dicks.
I didn't even
very
see
mean. It. Very mean.
I love them.
She's got a heart of gold.
I love greyhounds and whippets.
Gordo.
Good dogs.
What did you say, Chris?
I can't believe Amin did that.
Yeah, you've just been mean to my daughter. Oh, thank you for being nice to my dog. Please extend my daughter the same courtesy.
Your daughter's gorgeous.
Yeah, don't you come sucking up to me.
Kiss ass.
Amin, you would like this article from the New York Times.
A boot.
Labradoodle creator says the breed is his life's regret. Quote, I opened a Pandora box and released a Frankenstein monster, said Wally Conron, who developed the mop-headed dog.
Let me see what a Labradoodle looks like.
Everyone has a Labradoodle.
Oh, this.
Billy has two.
The official dog of Instagram, as I call it.
Literally, huh?
Great joke. It's a great joke by Ron.
And in that context, we don't have to bleep the word
bitch. We don't. Nope. No, believe me saying
now
that.
Now you're
I
getting too
I
cute.
I don't like it. I don't like it. That's like my least favorite curse word. Potty, little potty.
Really?
Top five curse words.
Can we have your top five least favorite curse words?
No.
we can bleep them out.
Yeah.
Number five.
That's actually a great bit.
They just get progressive.
Ooh, you say that? You say that?
Just like everybody leaves by the end of the top five, like so offended.
That sounds like a terrible bit. Yeah. Here's a piece of paper and a pen.
Write it down. As corporate's in the other room and the speakers are blaring.
Once upon a time, a young man left his glasses on an airplane. He tried to buy new glasses, but new glasses were expensive. Why is it so hard to buy stylish glasses without spending a fortune on them? He wondered. He returned to school and told his friends, "We should start a company to sell amazing glasses for non-insane prices."
And then he skipped away with my drugs.
Gabriel Cash, said one. "We should make shopping for glasses fun," said another. "We should distribute a pair of glasses to someone in need." "For every pair sold," said a third. "Eureka, Warby Parker was born."
What are you reading?
Epilogue.
Epilogue.
Thank you for reading Warby Parker in 100 words. You just read our entire history in less time than it takes to wash a dish, clean a smudge off your glasses, or consume 6 baby carrots at a responsible chewing pace. Not bad. 100 words goes by pretty fast. If you want more words, please visit warbyparker.com. Asterisk, not counting this paragraph.
Ah, yes. Disclaimer.
I like doing this voice.
You do it very well.
I wish I had a microphone with me at all times so I could...
You must be really
tall. I mean,
really
you do,
tall.
Technically.
Well, thank you for noticing. What are you guys thinking?
I don't know.
I'm putting together a list of my top five least favorite crush words. I don't like this bit whatsoever.
No? I think it's brilliant.
No. This could get me fired.
No, it's not. No. You've gone too far.
No.
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 No, 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 no. LeBron, top of the world. Damn it, first take. You've done it again. These sons of bitches, man. Gabriel Cash. How many millions? How many millions? How many of my millions have you taken?
I never see that headline. I always see
LeBron,
that.
LeBron, top of the world?
Yeah, I always see the headline down the bottom.
Oh, you
just
know,
like
you
the,
never
the
see
debate question.
No, the top crown.
They're very clever.
That's where it goes.
They're very clever.
how big of a deal is LeBron's extension?
I do get jealous of homeowners sometimes that they have that ring sound go off.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah. No, not that sound. The one that comes up on the phone, like the mobile alert notification.
It's like a shimmering.
Yeah.
Shim. I hate it. I turned it off.
I know, but it is an objectively annoying sound.
Yeah.
But I'm jealous that people have that because I live in a studio apartment. There's not exactly a ring doorbell to put on it to make sure that
the front door.
Yeah.
Like that's important. That way you know when to not answer the door, to be honest with you. Are you in an apartment where you got to buzz them in, or can they just walk right up to your front door?
There is a security at the front desk where they call me if someone's coming
there's,
in.
There's an actual manned security?
Yeah.
Wow, Chris, look at you living in a nice upscale high rise with a concierge downstairs.
It's not exactly a concierge.
It's a guy, man.
Yeah, you know.
It's like only murders in the building. I want to live in that building.
They got to call me.
The Arconia, that's right. Now, is this is the same studio apartment where you use your oven as your alarm clock?
That's correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Here's a doorman.
I mean, I could get myself an alarm.
No,
I think that is the revelation about myself that has most stuck with me in the 20 months that I've been working here.
That and you're a serial killer.
Well, I mean, that's not stated. That's understated.
Top five least favorite curse words.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh.
Big one.
I mean, I'm prepared to be offended.
I'm scared. Mike, no. Are you sure you want to do this?
No. Yeah, I've been bullied into doing this. So
yes. I mean, you're a bad influence.
No. I'm just asking questions.
Number five.
What?
What? Mike.
Wait, that one's not that bad. That one's not that bad.
What?
I don't know.
Say that to your mother.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Do I wash my mother's what, Woody?
I tried that.
For the record, my mother is dead, and I hope you all feel very bad about that. Died when I was 15.
You were in a movie, right?
Number four.
That one's not bad.
No. That should be higher.
Maybe for you guys. I don't think it's that funny.
Number three.
Lighten up, Jess. I got kicked there one time.
Woody just left. Woody's no longer wants to be complicit.
Number two.
It's not bad. It's not bad. That's too high.
I don't want to do number one.
I mean,
don't do it, man. Don't, man. I'm telling you, don't do it.
Number one is.
I quit. I'm done.
Tripping on a shoelace.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price.
go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don Levitard.
Let's go, Islanders. Bump, 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 bump.
Stugats.
Let's go, Islanders. Bump, 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 bump.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugats.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
When did Tidy Whiteys come into existence?
They were probably the
60s, right? Because like in the 50s, people still had like those big-ass boxer shorts with the hearts on it or whatever,
the
right?
Long underwear.
Yeah. Like 60s, I want to say, is when briefs came in.
You don't think that they were like popular in the olden days?
No.
Like people didn't wear tight things?
Skirts, mainly.
No, in the olden days, like think about in the Old West, you used to wear like the whole full-ass long john thing. It was always red and it had a butt flap.
When I think of underwear technology, that's usually like one of the things that makes me happy that I live in the present moment.
Yeah. I've come to find that underwear is just completely restrictive.
Really?
Yeah.
I love underwear.
Once I started going with the pants with the lining.
Oh, no, no. Like it feels like you're wearing swimming trunks all the time.
I feel right now, look at me.
Mm-mm.
Balls as free as imagined.
No.
Like just not at all restricted.
No. It feels like a net. It feels like you're caught in like.
No. No. Underwear makes me feel like I'm caught.
No, no.
Right now I feel liberated.
You know, like in the movies when you're walking in the jungle and you step on a twig and all of a sudden there's a net that grabs you and pulls you up into the air.
That's underwear.
Predator.
You're like that's a predator. Underwear. No, that's the lining.
No, it's the exact
trucks.
Opposite. It's the exact opposite. Especially in South Florida, it's essential. Mm-mm. It's essential.
After you wear swim trunks all day and you move into the underwear feels like blessed relief.
Oh my God, it nestles.
No, why are you describing this as swim trunks? I don't feel like, yes, could I hop into a swimming pool with the shorts that I'm wearing right now? Yes, but that's amphibious, baby. Like, it's super hot out here in South Florida. This is a South Florida thing. Yeah. And once I started wearing pants with linings, then I just started graduating to, even if these pants don't have linings, I'm not going to wear underwear.
And let me just say this real quick. When you wear pants with linings, guess what? Pants get one use. You got to throw it in the laundry.
Yeah.
I'm reusing pants, baby. Jeans, I'm wearing them multiple times. Underwear, change every day.
I got to be honest with you. If you didn't get too sweaty, a little Febreze goes a long way.
Okay, see, there you go.
What about socks?
I don't rewear socks.
No, socks are tough. Socks are tough. It depends. Sometimes.
Thank you.
Sometimes.
Thank you.
If you're not going anywhere.
Well, yeah. I can't do it. My feet smell. Like
Your feet smell?
Yeah, I can't wear more than once. Depends, though. If it was a late night and I didn't walk around a lot, I'll be like, I'm working out.
And it's a dry night. Like, you weren't like... I actually know when I take my socks off. I'm like, might get another run out of this.
Yeah, it depends on... My feet don't smell. It's like, if I don't stay on top of like, if I am on top of my shoes with the baby powder, with the sprays. Like, I practice good foot hygiene.
You know how I know? If I take off my shoes and my feet are on the hard, on the like the tile.
Do you leave a sweat stain?
If they leave it, like I can see the moisture
checking
on there.
Checking right now.
Yeah. You know, get out of here. You're done. You're done, socks.
I'm clean. No, underwear as a concept, just not necessary.
Oh, man.
But there are some like gym shorts that I have to wear underwear with. I just have to.
You wear
those. You know what I mean, right? Because then you're leaving very, well, I don't want to say little to the imagination. the stereotypes that men have to have.
I like a good boxer brief. You don't like boxer briefs, Mike?
No, not at all. If you wear boxers in South Florida,
briefs.
You are a monster. Oh, yeah, that's the type of underwear that I do have.
Yeah, briefs. Yeah,
yeah, but boxers, I don't understand.
No one wears boxers. Is a 20 CB thing.
How can anybody wear boxers?
Dude, I used to wear boxers, and now I look back like, how did I do it? It was like ridiculous.
You're
wearing
like gym shorts underneath your pants.
Exactly. So much fabric.
I used to have boxers that were baggier than the shorts that I wear right now.
Yeah, me too. I had some baggy ass boxers, man. And I was like, I'll do you one better. My freshman year college roommate, he had silk boxers. Only had silk boxers.
That actually sounds very pleasant.
It sounds terrible. You just talked about, I'm in South Florida, it's so hot. You think silk boxers are breathable?
I mean, if you're not wearing anything over them.
You're just walking around in silk
boxers. Yeah, just walking around. But although, like, the floppage has to be very high on
and
them.
And the static, static electricity.
Oh, yeah, with silk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, these are these are guy talks, right? And I've got just like making audible noises, right? Like it's just very uncomfortable having that part down here.
Just a weird conversation to have.
Do you not have underwear conversations with your gal friends?
Is let me ask you, you just recently moved to South Florida. Well, I don't want.
It's been over a year.
It's recent.
Fairly recently.
Sure.
You've lived much of your life not here.
Correct.
In right. cold places.
So was there like an underwear pivot that needs to be made because of it's so hot over here all the time?
I pretty much dress and behave the exact same
really?
Way I have my entire life.
Really?
I
can't here anymore. It's too hot. They got to look into this.
Or do you,
it's getting hotter, man.
It gets this hot in New York, in Chicago, in Indiana, in South Carolina in
different.
The summer.
Slaps
it's
different.
Just year-round here.
Yeah, it slaps different. It's the humidity. Although it is, to their credit, getting a little bit more humid in New York.
New York is oppressive.
New York in August is awful.
Yeah, it's also kind of built on the swamps.
Yeah.
Like this. But there's nothing quite like South Florida heat.
Lining is terrible.
Lining is great. Lining is great. How many pants with lining do you have?
No, just swimming trunks. So I got four of those.
All right, so you're not speaking.
I have four. Is that a lot? This is the most swimming trunks I've ever owned in my life.
No,
I have
right?
four.
I don't want to endorse them publicly because I have a pretty good idea of where their politics lie, but Bird Dogs.
Oh yeah, they are definitely
Bird Dogs.
They look like they just sprout out of Portnoy. Just
yeah, it is the greatest pant. It's the single greatest pant.
I can't do it. But look,
answer
my question.
I have like six of their black joggers.
Are four swimsuits too much? It's the most I've ever owned in my life
really?
At the same time.
Well, you're spending more time in South Florida.
That's true. And I have a pool.
Yeah. I think I might have like 30.
No, but, no okay. This is a two Americas, but drawing along gender lines thing. Because
two genders.
Because I think women in general, that is incurred. You have different, like on this one is when we're going to the beach, and this one is when we're going to a pool. And this
yeah,
is
no, my wife has like bathing suits that she doesn't go into the pool with.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can't get this one wet. It's like, it's counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the nice bathing suit.
For me, I've always had one. And then I graduated to like, when I started traveling a lot for work, I was like, I'm going into pools and stuff. I'm like, you know what? I have one that I travel with and one at home.
I'm super into short shorts. So bathing suits, they have a longer shelf life for me than most of my other shorts. And so like, I go to the pool a lot with my daughter and I just grab like from the swimming trunk drawer.
How many do you have?
I'm out there looking like Kyle Lowry in 2008.
How many do you have?
Like I have like the biggest parachute
shorts. What? Oh, you got like board shorts?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
oh my God.
It was like in 2008, this was the style. I'm out there rocking the Steve Logan Cincinnati shorts.
Oh, no. Like capris at that
yeah,
point.
Nick Van Exels.
How many do you own? How many pairs of swimsuits do you own?
I don't. I lost count.
Wow.
Because I also include
but you
like,
never,
the shorts that I'm wearing right now could also count as swim trunks.
Have you swum in them?
Yeah. Like if there's a time where I'm just like my family's in the pool and I get home, just.
Just take your phone out and wallet out and then you just jump in?
It's incredible. Bird Dogs.
It's so stupid, man.
Bird Dogs are the best.
We bring in Mike Schur. He brings us the stat of the day. He is our stat expert here at Metalark Media. Matter of fact, 90% of our budget, I believe, is going to just the stat of the day. Hit the music.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Hey yo, start of the day is brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. He says, that was my... Get out of here, Chris Cody.
I mean, well, that was yesterday. Today's impression, I like it. But
yeah.
I think I still prefer... Can you do the SportsCenter voice guy as DMX?
Oh, wow.
Stat of the day. Brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Can you do DMX as the SportsCenter guy?
That of the day. Damn, dog. It's a little hard for me to get the right intonation. I'm going to go home. I'm going to be like Christian Bale. I'm going to go home and be all mixed up in the head. I don't know who I am.
So the answer is no.
No, I can't do it.
What's our set of the day, Mr. Scher?
Just grunting and making noises into the microphone.
He sounded like he was being prodded.
Existential crisis, guys. That's what happened inside me.
Folks, here's the stat of the day. The next touchdown pass that Patrick Mahomes throws will tie him with Bart Starr at 152 career passing TDs. The difference, of course, is that Bart Starr played in 196 games and Mahomes will have played in 64 games.
Gabriel, guys!
Huh. Wait, where did he come from?
Hi, everybody.
Why is Harry Carey in the studio?
Can we have Jimbo Fisher here now, too?
Now my recruiting class is getting pretty good here at Big Zayn.
Why is he Bane?
It's Bane again.
Jimbo as Bane.
Jim Bane Fisher.
Oh, what? No, you. Oh, no. Wow. No, man.
That's a good shout.
Solid enough. Thank you very much, Mr. Scher.
Anytime.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.